Murder strikes close to home for an InterVarsity chapter. Generational shifts bring hope to Haiti, and dreams are changing lives in Asia. These are just some of the stories on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Bond is set at $10 million for a suspect accused in the brutal murder of 25-year-old Mun-Cheng Huang, a student at the University of Illinois. Her death Friday hit too close to home for the International Christian Fellowship, an offshoot of InterVarsity. Greg Howe is the National Field Director at InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. On one hand, he says,
how does this impact the Christian Fellowship that the victim was a part of?
On the other hand, he says,
I'm so grateful that student was involved in a Christian Fellowship and was being introduced to the gospel and engaged by it.
The greatest challenge for their leadership team is ahead, especially as it ripples out across campus. Short-circuiting grief is disingenuous. Losing sight of mission is also a risk.
Part of what we're hoping to do with the fellowship is appropriately, but in a reasonable amount of time, bring them back to the reality of the gospel, and what message of hope do we offer the broader campus?
Be praying. You can join the conversation, too. There's more at our website and on Facebook. Next, a ministry that serves the people of Haiti, the Dominican Republic, and countries hit by hurricanes or other disasters in the region need your help. They're replacing their large DC-3 gasoline-powered airplane. Why? Missionary Flights International's Dick Snook.
They don't build those engines and haven't built them for a long time, so it's hard to get good overhauls. The second thing is that in a lot of the third world countries we go to, there's no avgas anymore, no gasoline for those airplanes. So we have had to start moving over to turbine-powered DC-3s.
Snook says these aircraft require less maintenance and use cheaper and more readily available jet fuel. What else will it do?
The new airplane would give us better backup. And also, it would allow us to go to places I haven't been able to go at this point.
Snook says if everyone on their mailing list would give $300, they'd reach their $2 million goal. You can help them meet that goal. We have a link to donate at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. Logan off Haiti used to be completely dominated by voodoo. Global Partners' Dan Irvin says that's not the case today.
The sounds have changed dramatically from 25 or 30 years ago, from the drums to the church bells, and that's a very remarkable change.
Global Partners is the missions arm of the Wesleyan Church. Irvin says groups like Starfish are vital to their ministry in the region.
They do extension clinics in the rural areas, and they bring specialists and surgeons so that we're able to extend our capacity dramatically.
They just dedicated a new hospital, the only one caring for Loganoff's 120,000 people. It replaces a 55-year-old hospital that literally was falling apart. Can you keep the new hospital in your prayers today?
It is our prayer, has always been our prayer, that not only will this be a place of physical healing, but that every person would sense and know the love of God.
Meanwhile, it's hard to believe we've already made our way into October. Like they do every year, Baptist Global Response is preparing for a day much more significant than Halloween. Sunday, October 13th, is set aside by the U.S. Southern Baptist as World Hunger Day. It's a day of raising awareness and funds to help hungry people worldwide. You can fight global hunger, too. Visit our website to learn how you can host awareness or fundraising events. And have you ever had a dream that changed your life? Tambura, a woman in Southeast Asia, refused to believe in Jesus as her daughter did. They fought about it. It took an injury and illness to get Tambura's attention. Christ came to her in a dream, and she began to follow Jesus. Gospel for Asia mobilizes pastors and evangelists to plant the seed. You can pray and ask God to do the rest. For the full story on how to get connected, visit our website, missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Sign up to get our e-news blasts, and it's free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, fill in your email address at the bottom, and voila, you're all signed up. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.